every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how you can make lasting changes forever in your own life. And I believe that these are helping you, and we're trying to be as practical as we can. That's the reason that we've, if you don't know the will of God for your life, that we've given you some prayers so that you can find it out. In addition, of course, the written word of God is the will of God. And we also have some worksheets for you too. And people say, well, I don't need a worksheet. Yeah, you really do. Honestly, if I come to you and I talk to you about your life and you do not have some things written down, there's a challenge. There really is. Because the Lord frequently had us write things down and so that we would be accountable to them. I always tell people this. If the Lord ever speaks something to me, I always write it down. One, because if He's speaking, it's important. And two, I need to be accountable to it. I need to be responsible to it. I need to honestly begin to have my life governed by that. Just say, you know, especially if I truly believe it's God, the same way that I have my life governed by this word. Okay? And so, again, remember from Ephesians chapter 5, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil, right? And do not be unwise but understand what the will of the Lord is. In other words, there is a will for your life that is not automatically going to happen, that you are going to have to seize control of your time. Now, we started talking about how to do that. And in verse, let's go to Habakkuk 2:2. It says, and again, if you've missed any part of these, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And also, remember, you're going to need that email, they're going to need that website address because right now, we're the future of our radio is uncertain, and so we want to, if in the event we're going to continue to do these broadcasts and things, but if for whatever reason we go off radio in your market, and we want you to still be able to hear the word and be able to put it into practice, okay? So Habakkuk 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets. See, it wasn't enough just for God to speak to the man. He wanted him to write it down. Now, this word tablets, we started to get into this last time, is to write it down on a billboard. Now, how many of you know you can't read a billboard that's not plain? You ever seen these billboards that have like lots of words on them? I mean, they write paragraphs, right? And it's like, I don't even know what they said. I'm going to have to see this billboard three or four times in order to understand what they're saying. I can follow a billboard that says turn left, exit 146 left. I can follow that, okay? That's the reason he says write it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. You need to stop walking through life and start running through life. I'm not talking about making haste. Listen, if you've written the vision down and you've made it plain, you're not being hasty if you're running with it, okay? But it's got to be this. You ever tried to run with something in your hand? Man, I have difficulty, honestly, walking with something in my hand. Like, we go to cities and we'll pull up one of the apps on the phone that has, you know, that tells us where we're walking or whatever. And you got to sit there and stare at it. And I don't like it from a security perspective because it keeps my head locked on a phone. But on the other side of it, it's not plain enough for me to run. It doesn't say, go down to this street, take left. No, I guess there's buttons you can push to tell you that, but you need to make it plain. It's fine that you're going to get up early in the morning. It's fine that you're going to stay up late. It's fine that you have visions and goals, but you need to make it so plain that you can begin to run with it. Now, people say, why do I need this? Because the vision, the will of God for your life is going to be challenged. Your desire to lose weight, your desire to get into shape, your desire to hear from Jesus, your desire to be more a better friend, a desire to be a better husband is going to be challenged. You know, you don't know how many times I've made a decision that I'm going to, you know what, I want to spend more time with my wife this year. And then I don't adhere to that vision because I didn't write down something simple to keep. Okay? Now, am I a better husband year after year? I like to think so. My wife just told me yesterday, she said, I wish that I had known you sooner so I could have loved you longer. I think that that's probably the greatest compliment a person could ever pay you. And I, you know, but you're never going to get there unless you make a decision and you write it down and you have a plan. This is all part of redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, again, notice this there. He says, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Listen, if you decide to get into shape, you're not going to be there tomorrow, right? You're going to have to do something. The vision is yet for an appointed time. That's the reason it's a vision. If you're standing there staring at it, it's no longer a vision. It is your present reality. By the way, if you don't write it down and you don't have a plan to get there, it's a fantasy. It's not a vision. Okay, now, there's another part of that to let me say this in just a second. The vision is yet for an appointed time. Realize that and don't get frustrated when it doesn't show up when you want to. But at the end, it will speak. It will not lie. In other words, if you'll stick to it, if you keep pursuing it, it's going to come to pass. It's going to be evident that the vision, the will of God for your life is truth. But notice this next verse. Though it tarries, wait for it. Literally, it means to adhere to it. Hold fast to it. The problem for a lot of people is they have nothing to hold fast to. You know, we read where it says, my people, you know, people perish for a lack of vision. And literally, it talks about that where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Well, when you cast off restraint, you perish. When you cast off restraint, your dreams perish, your vision perishes. You need to write this down so that you can run with it, and then you need to adhere to it. Because here's one of the things, you know, I said that it's a fantasy for you to write it, for you to have something in your head and never write it down. That's true. But there are people that will write it down. They'll even write their steps down, but they will not adhere to it, and it's still a fantasy. You need to pull that, you know, that he may run who reads it. You need to read your vision constantly. You need to be implementing the things that God told you to do. You've got to redeem the time. Now, again, let me say this about this appointed time, okay? The vision is yet for an appointed time. This is not, people don't like this, quite frankly. And I watch so many people blow it. You know, I think about Joseph, how he didn't blow it. That he, you know, he had a really rough life. His family betrays him. He gets sold as a slave. His master betrays him. He gets sold. He gets put into prison. He helps these people in prison, and they betray him. And at any point, he could have given up on the vision that God had given him. At any point, he could have laid it aside, but he adhered to it, and he would not let it go. And if you, sometimes we forget that we can be 24 hours away from having our lives be completely different. Just 24 hours away. You know, you think about it, that the day before he was made ruler of Egypt, he was sitting in prison and it didn't look like it was going to come to pass. You know, I remember a story that a man told me. His assistant told me. He was a very wealthy man. And this very wealthy man had a friend, a very good friend, and the man had a son. His friend died. And he had promised that he would look after his son. Well, the son comes to him, and the son was evidently an excellent golfer. I mean, like, I don't really play golf, but I know it's hard to believe that I'm in ministry and I don't play golf, but I don't. And he was evidently, like, awesome. He was extremely talented, not just a good golfer as far as ability. He was a talented golfer, so much so that he used to make his money hustling on a golf course. And so this very wealthy man was looking after him, and this young man comes to him and says, you know what, I think I want to go pro. And he said, all right. He said, I'd like for you to sponsor me on the pro tour. I don't know how all that works, but I want for you to sponsor me on the pro tour. He said, okay. And he said, let me pray about it. So he seeks the Lord about it. And the Lord tells him, okay, pay him a salary for him to start practicing every day, okay? And pay him the salary, pay all of his living expenses. And then on this particular day, let's just say it was July 25th. That's not the day, but let's say it was July 25th. On that day, I want you to go ahead and give him all the money and put him on the pro tour. Pay him a salary to that day. But on July 25th, go ahead and pay the sponsorship and I'll do this and do this. Okay, so it's a couple months away. So I think his name was Bobby. Bobby was the golf guy. Okay, so Bobby starts going to practice. And he's told he's going to give me paid a salary, going to practice every day. And so he has this vision to become a professional golfer. And so this guy, the wealthy man, paying him to go. He goes and plays golf every day, working at it. Finally, Bobby's getting frustrated. And Bobby's like, man, this is taking too long. I thought you're never going to promote me. Now, remember, God told the wealthy man on July 25th, give him all the money, put him on the tour. This is what happens. Bobby starts getting frustrated. On July 24th, one day before God told the man to give the man all the money, he quit. He said, you're never going to put me on tour. You're never going to do this. And he quit one day because he would not adhere to the vision and the dream that he had. He wouldn't put on restraint. He despised the training process. Listen, how is practicing going to hurt you once you hit the tour? But he despised it. He would not adhere to it. You need something to adhere to. And then once you have it, don't make it a fantasy. Adhere to what you've written down. If you miss God and you got to change something, then change it. But you've got to adhere to this. You know, we'll talk about this tomorrow, but people say, well, that's legalism. Let's find out about that tomorrow, shall we? Michael has some important announcements for you. Stay tuned for those. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His Word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a special